This is the Porn Stars with Roy Peretz. Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning is like, I don't know, I'm feeling so happy.
Spring is in the air,
Spring
Roy.
Is in the air. I don't know, it feels like even like summer and things are going well. And last night we were talking a little bit about the silly season, etc. What I like about what's happening right now and this morning is I believe they caught some people looting the VBS bank. You heard about
that? Yes, it's front page news all over the newspaper.
Yes, so what exactly happened? Because most of our listeners, like me, we don't pay attention really to news. We just pay attention to headlines. So what really happened? Do you know?
Yeah, give me 2 minutes and I'll tell you.
Oh, in 2 minutes he'll tell us. Ooh. All right. What more happened? Let me tell you. So, Gift of the Givers, aiding 300 Indonesian families, you know, affected by the earthquake in Indonesia. This is another major problem. Nigeria floods, death roll rise to 199 people. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm sure it's quite bad. You were saying.
Well, the headline this morning is ANC money man bags VBS millions. The party's Limpopo treasurer has been implicated in a report as the person behind a multi-million rand commission scheme involving the bank, which resulted in huge bribes being paid to municipal officials, Roy. Gee whiz.
Believe it. Do you believe that our municipal officials will loot 2 billion? They're talking about 2 billion rand. Two billion rand. That's not a joke. I mean, it's not like a couple of bucks.
That's the reason they invest the money. That's the reason that the municipalities invest the money with this bank, because they got the bribe.
Oh.
And do you know where they get this from?
No idea.
This is according to a report on the South African Reserve Bank's investigation into corruption at the institution, which made damning findings against dozens of high-ranking officials and individuals, Roy.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, can you imagine? Even the Economic Freedom Fighters' allegation against this guy earlier this year seems to be coming right.
Do you know that Zuma took his 7.2 million loan to repay part of his repairs in his house?
Yes.
He took it from VBS Bank too. Yes. So there's something really, really fishy there. I mean, anything that Zuma, Gupta, whatever goes inside, it smells fishy. I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, they told me I must say everything allegedly. So allegedly, I'm not blaming anybody. Allegedly. So now, yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Let me tell you some funny stories for this morning, and then we're going to go to a beautiful song. KFC, you know, not KwaZulu Finance Corporation.
No,
I'm talking about the chicken people in Zimbabwe cannot afford anymore, don't have money to buy chickens.
Yeah, I know. They're imploding.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Oh, you know a lot of things.
I am. That's what I do. I'm a newsman. Not a Feldman, a newsman.
Not a Feldman. Good one.
But I'm very surprised because this is one of the most strongest franchises.
In the world. In the world, especially in South Africa. It's amazing, yeah.
The strongest in South Africa.
So how does it happen? How does stuff like this happen?
Roy, a couple of months ago they said they ran out of chicken, remember? There were queues and they had a problem with the chicken.
Yeah, but they cannot afford to buy, they don't have money to buy chicken.
The chicken are safe in Zimbabwe.
Listen to me, connection with a billionaire, so we've got new billionaires, and I'm sure you remember that one. This one is the song I heard.
Yeah.
One of the Zuma family singing. And we're back, and thank you for staying with us. Our WhatsApp numbers are 061-895-1019. 34519, that's our SMS. It will cost you $1.50, so I suggest you to save the $1.50,
what are you gonna spend it on?
No, the $1.50. Yeah. You can buy chappies.
Well, they're still around chappies. I haven't seen them for years.
I'm sure they're around. I mean, because Irene's got in a drawer a pack of chappies that can feed the world.
Roy, when I grew up in a small town in Alberton, and we used to go to the local store in the corner that was called Star Cafe, and when they didn't give you small change, they gave you chappies bubble gum. So they must have made a fortune out of 5, 10, 15 cents, whatever it was in those days. But I remember, and then on the chappies cover, they used to have sayings, you know?
Yeah.
Funny sayings.
jokes.
No, that was Bazooka.
That's right.
That was Bazooka. Yeah, Bazooka. No, but Chappies was the square little one.
Yes,
that
I
was
remember.
The worthless one. the one is worth really nothing. I mean, really nothing.
Chappies. Maybe my memory's going.
Yeah, no, the Chappies is the little square one.
Yeah, I
it's
remember
really
what
worth
it looks like.
Like half one, a cent. Yeah. Even today, I don't think they're more than like a few cents. Yeah, so what, you know, there's a few things, except the chickens that don't have space in Zimbabwe or don't have money to buy chickens in Zimbabwe. What do they buy?
I have
what,
no
chicken
idea.
Replacement, like a bunny. What did
what
did they put inside their food? I mean, what is KFC? It's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's supposed to be chicken. So what are they going to put?
Maize. Can they have maize? You know, pour maize, do maize three times a day.
So it's Kentucky Fried Maize.
Maize.
Yeah,
maize.
But there must be something, there must be GFM. C, with something with a C.
GFM.
Maize is me.
Something with a C. All right. Any suggestion, guys? Any suggestions for what Kentucky Fried Chicken can change his name to? Maybe.
Is that why they always have these chicken jokes, you know?
No, they call it, yeah. The colonel.
The colonel.
The colonel. 0618951019. You're listening to Chai FM, your favorite station. 34519. It's Roy and Friends here. And here's Moshe. Moshe. Talk to us. Hoyamora, Moshe, talk to us.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Are you here? You're only coughing. That's all you do here. And what are you doing except coughing? Did you go to the doctor this morning? And what did he say? He said, yeah, what?
After the program.
Borrow time.
Borrow time.
So, you can't do it anymore in the kitchen standing up. Playing soccer, it's impossible. What did he say more? All right. Cristiano Ronaldo, CR7. You know him? Cristiano Ronaldo.
I've heard of him.
You heard of him? All right.
Rapist.
So, yeah. Why rapist?
No, you can't say that.
You can't say rapist.
That's why they're accusing him of raping.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly. So first of all, when I was talking last week about that youngster that allegedly raped a 7-year-old in a Dross restaurant, I had so many people jumping at me. Allegedly. You, let me tell you something. When I'm allegedly seeing somebody allegedly like this, I want to allegedly kill him. I'm going to rip his head off, to be honest with you, and to be honest with anybody, whoever knows me, are you kids?
I see a fund's been started for the little girl.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's raised quite a considerable
amount. Already 50,000 rand.
Yes, that's an amazing amount, you know, in today's economic times. So it shows you how strongly people feel about this whole issue.
Yeah, but you know what? Rape in South Africa, it's unfortunately is a part of our lives. And because it happened in a restaurant, in a public place, and there's such a huge talk about
I've
it.
Cried.
They arranged 50,000. You know how many rape victims are there?
Yeah.
They say there's like every minute two women been raped
in the townships, in the shacks.
No. You're talking about a woman. This is about a child.
Yeah,
it's a different story.
It doesn't matter. Rape is all right. Sure, it matters. I mean, child is a child, but still, I don't think if a woman been raped, she becomes happy afterwards. You know?
How can you say that?
No, exactly. I mean, it's really. I mean, it affects them for the rest of their lives. I mean, look, I don't know. I'm really against anything to do with. What do we have?
We were talking earlier about food, so here is a message from Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood. They have the following specials, and this is valid until the 14th of October, which is Sunday. PNP Pure Sunflower Oil, 2 litres, $29.99 each. Bokoma Wheat Bix, 900 grams, $35.90 each. Speco Long Grain Parboiled Rice, 2 kilograms, $19.99 each. Salati White Sugar, 2.5 kilograms, $28.99 each. That's Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood.
Peter, what about chicken? No chicken.
No chicken. No. Nope, okay. Nope.
There's no chicken for free because if there's chicken, if chicken is cheap, we can actually make a plan and sell it to KFC. What do you say?
Where's the best chicken you've ever had, Roy, at a restaurant? Do you remember?
Chicken.
Yes. Do you have chicken?
You know, there's a Portuguese. I don't remember the name. There's chicken a Portuguese Nambu. Restaurant makes the best chicken, baby chicken. Baby chicken.
Is it
peri,
near
peri.
You? Is it near you in Sandton?
I think in next to our office in Hyde Park, but no, it's not Hyde Park, just down the road in Craigle. Really, really nice. Really, really,
no
really
free
nice.
Advertising.
Not free advertising. I don't want to give advertising, but really, really, it's nice. I want to go to something that will do your morning. So I promise you'll do your morning. So if you listen to this song, you'd love this morning. I promise you. I know I put this song sometimes too much, but I don't know. I'm just maybe in love with the song. Is that possible? But I can't hear it. Why can't I hear it? Oh, because I'm putting the wrong thing on, you see. That's my problem.
You're still learning, Roy.
I'm still learning this new system. I just want you to listen to the words here. It's really ridiculous. So, listen to that. Hopefully you like this musical. Coming back to us. AC/DC. It's black, Back in Black. But it's instruments only. I loved it. 061-895-1019. Your SMS numbers are 34519. It will cost you around 50. Now, we want to discuss the longest flight. The longest flight, it's going to take, I think it's going to happen today. So the battle for the world longest non-stop flight steps up a gear on Thursday, which is today, when a new Singapore to New York service takes off. Singapore Airlines relaunching the service 5 years after they withdrew it because it was too expensive. It will cover more than 15,000 kilometers. It is scheduled to take just under 19 hours. Qantas launched a 17-hour non-stop service from Perth to London earlier this year, while Qatar runs a 17.5-hour service between Auckland and Doha. Now, if you don't know where Doha is, me too.
The Middle East?
It is not really the Middle East. It's more towards the desert.
Al Jazeera.
Ground Zero.
Yeah, you can ask Al Jazeera. Yeah.
Al Jazeera.
I don't know. Do you think, you can't lock me in a tube for 19 hours unless,
you'll get stir crazy, right?
I mean, 19 hours to be locked in a
tube. So what sort of entertainment do they provide apart from the normal movies and drinks and,
I'm sure if you like first class, you're right. I mean, but to locked in the, I mean, like a ship in, like in a bus, in coach. I think it's going to be
ridiculous. Tell me, do you enjoy flying, Roy?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I enjoy arriving.
Like the actual flight.
I mean, who likes that flight?
I've got to go next Thursday. I'm going to hit the trail.
You're going 10 and a half hours to London.
11 hours, yeah.
It's nothing. I mean, to London, it's really easy flight. Yeah. And it's a night flight.
It's a night flight, and you get there early morning.
Yeah, and we're not big people, so it's easy. We've got space.
We're little guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you take Eitan, for instance, when he sits in an aeroplane, the aeroplane actually weighs to the other side. I mean, he's big. He's over two meters tall. Yeah. I mean, and to go in coach, it's really a problem. So what I'm saying, 19 hours, guys, 19 hours. So
but
it's
don't
gonna
you,
be a flight,
don't yeah? you usually fly, first class, Roy?
Really?
I thought so.
No, man, you know,
I learned
the ways of flying, the flying coach, but feeling like first class. Let me tell you how you do that. So thank God my sons are doctors and they prescribe me a pill. Yes. A magic pill says, Daddy, take half of this and quarter of this, and I promise you, they wake me up. Hey, sir, we arrived to London. Get up. You can't stay here, sir.
I've never taken a sleeping pill in my life.
You never?
Never.
You see what happened when people don't have nothing. You don't have nothing to worry you. That's why. Me, I've got the whole world is worrying me. Yeah, that's why. I don't know.
Everybody's got something to worry about.
Okay, what's worrying you? What worries you?
I don't want to discuss this on air.
you started. Yeah.
we all have our problems, you know.
Yeah, we all married, you're right. But the three of us are married.
I wasn't going there, Roy.
Wasn't?
Not about marriage, no.
Really?
I'm happily married.
Because, let me tell you, I'm happily married too.
Yes.
She's happily unmarried.
I like 800 jokes about marriage.
Did you?
Yeah, when they go out for dinner, he goes on Tuesday, she goes on Friday.
Yeah, and we're all happy.
Everyone's happy in the mix.
Everyone happy. Yeah, well, what do you think about the Pastor Timothy accused of allegedly sexual abuse? He's a Nigerian pastor. He's got 63 charges of rape and human trafficking. He was today in court, or yesterday in court, something like that. It's crazy. What's happening here? What's happening with this human trafficking thing? I mean, people are going really crazy, or we only know about it now. What is it? Is it the media that put it on? I think it was always happening.
So always happening.
Yeah.
Now, because of the global village and the technologies,
suddenly
it comes to the hair. Mm. Otherwise, it was tsunami. It was tsunami years ago.
Yeah.
But you didn't know about this because nobody talked about it.
I think so too, because if you look at it, I mean, what do you guys think? 061-895-1019, please let us know.
You got some feedback, Roy.
Roy, what is it? What is this? Roy Chappies, did you know, saying printed on, in the wrapper, it sold 2 for 1 cent. It sold 2 for 1 cent, Chaim. All right. So you're right. It was on Chappies.
Yeah,
but I know in Israel it was in Bazooka. In the States it was in Bazooka.
I've never heard of Bazooka.
Like a fortune teller.
So yeah, like a fortune teller. And they had a fortune teller as well. So they had the jokes, the Bazooka jokes.
Yes.
And then on the side they said, your future. You're going to become a radio presenter. Me? Never.
But it's a good term, Bazooka, because when you get hit by a Bazooka, boy, you know all about
That's
it.
That's right.
No, but it was really, really nice, I must say.
It still exists, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. What do you mean? It exists. I mean, if you don't have false dental, it works too.
If you don't have false, it gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
So if you have false teeth, you got a problem.
So, just recap on what yesterday was. When a woman says, what? You know, when you say something to a woman, she says, what? It's not because she didn't hear you. She's giving you a chance to change what you said.
To correct yourself.
Yeah, that's...
The problem is, once the words go out of your mouth, you can't withdraw them.
That's what I said to a lot of people. You know, talking really seriously here. You know, you got to fight with your wife, your son, your daughter, your whatever. People that you care about. I'm not saying people you don't care about. Say whatever you want. People you care about. And sometimes, you know, I keep quiet. Because you know that this argument might lead to you saying something bad, because maybe someone hurts you, and then you reply, you want to hurt them back.
It's an
whatever legend. Comes out of your mouth, you will not be able to shove
What's
back.
That?
And it will be always written in their memory, you told me that. When we were young, we used to punch each other. You had a problem? You punch the guy. You punch the guy, and you know what? Two days later, you're friends again. Nothing happened. You punched him. You were mad for a second. He will never remember. You remember you punched him, but he will not remember you said something bad about him.
Can I tell you something? When I was at school, I wasn't hugely good at English. You know, I wrote. So.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
And now you're teaching me.
I was good, but I wasn't a genius. And I wanted to be a journalist. And everyone knew, and I knew I wanted to be a journalist from a young age. And in the English classes, we had a lecturer or a teacher who used to come around and said, oh, you want to be a journalist? You'll never be a journalist. And he used to punch me.
Terrible.
And, you know, I did compositions, but I used to get a B or a B plus or whatever. But I got a couple of A's occasionally. But there were guys who were better, more inventive, more creative. And I just hung in there. And he always said to me, you'll never make a journalist. Oh, you can't even write properly, whatever. And I said to myself, in my mind, I was about 14, 13. I said, we'll see about that. And that drove me, Roy. That was one of the things in my life I remember, that I really wanted to prove to this guy that I would one day become a journalist. So that was motivational. Maybe he did it on purpose.
Sometimes in your life, you'll find that people, you know, we call it the butterfly effect. Many people call it something else.
Yes.
Sometimes you find that if you turn left on that corner, not right on that corner, things will change. So your life will change to the best of the good. I say, if you think properly, and listen to that, because I'm going to say it only once. Listen to that one. Because if you're happy with your position right now, if you're content with what you have, what you got right now, in this moment in time, meaning you have not made any mistakes, you can always go back, look back and say, hey, guys, you know what? I should have done that. But if I did that, I did build this building. I should have bought that. I should have done that. If you're happy right now with your position, you have not made mistakes. Because a small thing, if you bought that property 20 years ago, maybe you wouldn't have what you have today. I don't know, your happiness or whatever. You know, it doesn't say that there's no mistakes. I mean, if you live right now, you live the moment. People forget as well. Living the moment is living.
You enjoy every breath you take,
exactly,
every day.
Exactly. And it's actually horrible to think and say, I should have done, I would have done. Do me a favor. And you know what? Many times you say, you know what? Why didn't you buy a building now, for instance?
I mentioned to you off air about a poem that was sent to me.
It's very nice, yeah. Please.
By Mario de Andrade. He's San Paolo. He was South American. And he was born in 1893 and he died in 1945. He was a poet, he was a novelist, he was an essayist, and he was also a musicologist. And he wrote a poem called My Soul Has a Hat. Now, just bear with me. It's quite long, and I'm just going to read extracts
from
it.
Go for it. Go for it.
I counted my years and realized that I have less time to live by than I have lived so far. I feel like a child who won a pack of candies. At first, he ate them with pleasure. But when he realized that there was little left, he began to taste them intensely. I have no time for endless meetings where the statutes, rules, procedures, and internal regulations are discussed, knowing that nothing will be done. I no longer have the patience to stand absurd people who, despite their chronological age, have not grown up. My time is too short. I want the essence. My spirit is in a hurry. I do not have much candy in the package anymore. I want to live next to humans, very realistic people who know how to laugh at their mistakes, who are not inflated by their own triumphs, and who take responsibility for their actions. In this way, human dignity is defended, and we live in truth and honesty. It is the essentials that make life useful. I want to surround myself with people who know how to touch the hearts of those whom hard strokes of life have learned to grow with sweet touches of the soul. Yes, I'm in a hurry, but I'm in a hurry to live with the intensity that only maturity can give. I do not intend to waste any of the remaining desserts. I'm sure they will be exquisite, much more than those eaten so far. My goal is to reach the end satisfied and at peace with my loved ones and my conscience. We have two lives, and the second begins when you realize you only have one.
It is amazing. It's actually amazing. Hopefully people pay attention to it. Somebody sent me an SMS, and I don't know why it disappeared. I had a WhatsApp and SMS, and it was disappeared. But what the lady or the man said, I think it was the lady that says that those people, those looters from VBS Bank must give up the money. I mean, it's ridiculous that other people are waiting for a little bit of money, and
it's not
those
coming
people,
through.
2 billion rand, 2 billion rand. Think about it. And I've got something nice for you. So I've got actually a very, very nice song. The song, just listen to that, James Arthur.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
And we're back with the last part of our program. The time is now 9:42, and I'm going to present you the members of Roy and Friends. So first of all, we got with us Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well. We've been going very well this morning.
Yeah, we're going very well, and we're going on a schwung, you know, from the morning.
I hope we've infected all our listeners with our good vibe.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I came this morning and I was all smiles and, you know, it's actually so nice to be. I love summer. I love summer when the sun is. You know, that's why I understand why the people who live in London, they're always like upset.
I'm going into cold weather.
It's not me. It wasn't me laughing. And we've got with us Moshe Starograd.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Moshe. How are you this morning?
I'm very
Except
well.
Coughing.
Except of coughing, I'm very well.
I want to ask you something. Did you think about operation for this coughing?
Then I can't talk anymore.
apparently, if they'll remove you like one testicle, you'll cough better.
You'll cough higher.
So instead of it's going to be better.
I can become an opera singer.
You know what wakes you up in the center of town with all the pollution is the coughing of the birds.
So anyway, you know, today, by the way, there was a, did you hear about the Letabo explosion? There was an explosion in Letabo power station in the Free State. It's actually the beginning of the Val catchment area.
Yes.
And, apparently a person died, again, I think it was like lack of maintenance. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I love this word. I'm going to adopt it. I'm allegedly married.
My wife's going to shoot
me in the head. And we'll say allegedly. They are married. Yeah. And, what do we have today? We had the Letabo explosion. Apparently they found 7 babies found in dumpsters.
I don't
know if you heard about that. So I don't understand those girls that dumped. I mean, they can just give the babies to adoption. There's so many families waiting for babies to adopt. I don't understand why they don't do that. Why? What is their problem? Why to kill the baby?
Oh. They don't have the education and the knowledge to know what to do with it because they're in a...
As I said, you know, Roy.
Yeah?
Many years ago, and you come from Israel, now in Tel Aviv, there was a coffee bar called Roval.
Yes.
Right. There was about 45 years ago, somebody dumped a little baby. A little baby at the Cafe Roval in the dustbin. And her name is Rovalit. till today.
Really?
Yes. So this happened also. I know it affects over years so many babies get dumped. But this happened also 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it happens. First of all, I don't know why it can happen. Why? There's certainly, you know, some unwanted babies, unplanned babies. Some of them, especially in South Africa, come out of rape, because of rape.
Yes.
There was a story that one 10-year-old that was raped by an uncle had a baby. And obviously needed some sort of professional help. This is not a joke. I mean, we live in a community which is very vicious, very violent, very rape associated. We must do something about it. We must at least talk about it, so we're going to raise the
awareness.
Yeah. Awareness.
Yeah, raise awareness. So, yeah, would you think about it? A 10-year-old having a baby? Yeah, but you don't have to dump this baby as well. I mean, I don't know. And,
there's a series on TV, on DSTV, 1, 2, 3, about lost families, and we watch it quite a lot because it's very emotional. It's about adopted peer children who are looking for their parents, their biological mother or father.
Yeah.
And there was a case of a woman of 13 who had sex when she was at school and had to give up this baby. And the baby eventually grew up into a great woman, and she was looking for her biological mother. She just wanted to know what happened. And they eventually found her. They were living in different parts of London.
They found her?
Yeah, and they came together, and it's very emotional. You know, young guys who were abandoned or were adopted, and they want to know why. They want to know who their birth parents were. And it's a very interesting series, and you're playing on human emotions. And a lot of these series that I find on this channel, it's ITV Choice, deals with emotions about uplifting people, shows that you can win lots of money, shows going back in time, people coming and saying, in a year's time, I want to change. And that's the program, say, you know, what happens in this time next year. And they interview them a year before, and the guy says, I want to lose weight, I want to do this. And then a year later, they interview him again, says, have you achieved your goals? And obviously they've condensed, it's all edited, and it's on this show. And it's amazing perseverance. A little girl had no legs, and she couldn't walk.
Oh, yeah.
She lost it in birth, there was some defect, and she wanted to be able to walk again. And they put two prosthetic legs. And in the next, they show her being interviewed, and in the next scene, she comes through the door walking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it lifts you up, you know, your spirit soars.
It is so amazing. It's so amazing, actually, to see, you know, I like to discuss with you guys, and, you know, many people like our show. It's 9 o'clock on Thursday.
We've got nine listeners. Yeah, it's quite a lot.
No, 9 o'clock, on 9 o'clock, and we've got a lot of listeners, and I get a lot of emails after the show. You're most welcome to email me if you need anything. If you want us to change the, or talk about a subject that you like, please, feel free to, or WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019, or 344-519, that will be SMS.
Or
you can email it to me to roy@cashin, you spell with two N's, roy@cashin, cashin.co.za, and I will gladly discuss. Or if you want any great songs or whatever, please, if my taste in music, you don't like my taste in music, I don't care. I really don't care. Because I really like my taste in music. So I'm going to put this song, just for the background, or maybe, just for background. And I want you just to tell me what you think. If you like it, like I said, if you don't, I don't care. But if you like it, that's a great song. This is, Back in Black, but it's Back in Black, but that's a proper song, not just instrumental.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Enjoy that one.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
So what do you think about my test in music? So, they're marking us. We have to get out of here. So, but listen, before we're going to say our blessing for Shabbos and whatever, I just want to say that, you know, the VBS, Mutual Bank looting, the EFF, obviously, the most uncorrupt, individual, Julius Malema, is standing in front and saying, guys, you have to do something about it. And obviously is completely incorrupt, not corrupt.
But the brother of his deputy.
Yeah.
He got 16 million. Brian Chivambo.
Somebody says he likes my taste of music very much. Sometimes the jokes are lame.
Lame.
I don't care. All right. And very sexist. Me. Who can say that about me? And I know it's all meant to be good fun, but AC/DC, what's wrong with AC/DC? Give me another idea. I love the comment. Thank you so much. But please give me a better idea than AC/DC. AC/DC is the best. I think it's the best. No, it's not the best, but it's very, very nice. But, let me tell you something. We've got some, our song, opening song of the Pawn Stars was a very nice song. I'm going to put it now and I'm going to say goodbye to you. The time is now 9:55 and, I want to just say, just be good people and have a lekker weekend.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you, Roy.
Enjoy yourselves. Peter won't be with us next week.
No, I'll be Wednesday and Thursday.
Are you leaving Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Alright, so next week we're going to say goodbye to you. And Moshe, you feel better. You go to the doctor and suggest doing the testicle removal because it might be a very good operation. And, alright, guys. And now is not to say they love AC/DC. Alright. If you love this AC/DC, you'll listen to this one. And, like I said, have a lekker, what? Have a lekker time, guys. Bye. Where's that song? Here's the song. Enjoy it.